Darren, we promised you a chat with a guy that most of you know who he is. No introduction is really needed. Jeff Dunham is nice enough to join us to talk about a new venture that he has. Jeff, good morning to you. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, Jeff.
Us as in just me, but there's us. You know how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to ask you, our time is limited, so I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure your parents probably asked you many, many, many years ago. Jeff, when are you going to give up this whole puppet thing and start getting a real job and making a real living? When are you going to do this?
I don't know. They keep booking shows and I just keep doing it. You know what's funny is I do a quick little story here. So I'll never forget, I was in college and things hadn't quite taken off for me yet. And I was going to Baylor University and went back to Dallas. And I'll never forget where I was. I was standing in the hallway with my dad at the church. And my dad said, you know, the Johnsons have their daughter that's going to be a neurophysicist, and the Millers have their son that's going to be a veterinarian. And we still have to say, well, Jeff still has his puppet show. So
exactly. It worked out all right for you.
That's all right.
Go, Jeff, we can't quite compete with your multi-headed monster here with just the two of us. But that said, We can relate a little bit with the two of us doing this here. That said, I wanted to ask about, and we'll circle back to the show that you've got starting on Discovery Go. It's the cars that drove us. It already premiered a couple weeks back, and I know some people are probably anxious to hear about the Batmobile and maybe even Arnold Schwarzenegger and how those two things get along. But we'll circle back to that briefly. I just wanted to ask because, Jeff, as you can imagine, I'm one of the guys who caught you way back when on the Arguing With Myself special that popped up on, it was Comedy Central back then. And, you know, I was doing a little bit of research, Jeff, and it turns out that was kind of made possible partially because the Blue Collar Comedy Tour had just been there. And you ended up working with those guys not too long after. They kind of made it possible for some slightly edgier humor on Comedy Central, but then you got to work with those guys, Delta Farce. I just kind of wanted to ask a little bit, how did you get to know the Blue Collar guys? What's the relationship there with them and Jeff Dunham?
Bill Engvall and I actually go way back before he was part of that. We grew up in the kind of the same area and doing the same comedy club in Dallas. And so Bill and I, you know, we knew each other. And then Foxworthy and I worked at a couple shows together. So there was that relationship. And then, I was able to meet Dan Whitney, or Larry the Cable Guy. And we all just kind of became acquaintances and friends and then friends. And I had a lot of fun being on Dan's movie on Delta Farce. And I got beat up and bloodied up.
Worth a couple laughs. Oh, it was perfect for my teenage years. There were, you probably had more influence on me than my parents might have liked at the time. But, you mentioned that you came to this and people just kept booking your shows. But you've been doing ventriloquism since long before Comedy Central was involved. I mean, going back to The Tonight Show even, that's part of your big break, right?
Yeah, I'd been doing ventriloquism. Yeah, I started when I was in the third grade. And then, and I set myself a goal when I graduated from high school for 10 years. I said, I want to be on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson within 10 years. And long story short, I got on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson 1 month before that 10 years was
nice,
up.
Nice.
That's incredible.
And I was on with him a total of five times. And so, yeah. But I got to tell you, I want to get to the show real quick. It's on Discovery, not Discovery Plus. So we're trying to – that's why I'm doing this radio tour right now, is I'd really love to drive the numbers for tomorrow night so we can get a second and third season. But it's on regular Discovery, so you got to watch the commercials. And tomorrow night's episode is honestly my favorite episode. It's about the Myers-Manx dune buggy. And this is a show that goes into the heart and soul about how these vehicles came about. And that's what I love about it. It's not 0 to 60 in so many seconds and a giant motor and drinking beer and cursing. It's not that at all. It's about the people behind these cars. And that's why it's so fun. And then after tomorrow night, then, it'll Discovery will put it everywhere and do a bunch of repeats and everybody will be able to catch all the episodes. And then I bet it'll be on Plus after that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it sounds like you guys have already done some work. You've had the 1989 Batmobile, the DeLorean there, the Humvee with some influence from Schwarzenegger himself, who had a lot to do with that becoming a road legal car. So you'll get to talk to the people at the heart of the stories of these vehicles right now. My question is, if you're on the DeLorean episode, for example, the focus is more on the car than on the media that it's been on, right? You won't spend much time on Back to the Future, or will you be touching on that?
No, we try and cover everything in a 30-minute episode. We talk about John DeLorean. We talk about his cocaine thing. Not a big part of the episode. We talk about Back to the Future, how that's what really, really brought that car into the forefront again and made it cool again, was that movie. And, yeah, it's thanks to that movie that John DeLorean died a happy man, I think.
I agree. I would absolutely agree. And like you said, there's some dubious history there for that particular vehicle, and each one of them has some catches here and there. Those are the kinds of things that you'll be covering on The Cars That Drove Us. It premiered technically a couple weeks ago, but we've got an episode coming out tomorrow, and people can check out that Dune Buggy. Jeff, thank you so much for giving us some time in a super busy tour schedule to hang out with us in little old northern Wisconsin.
Well, Joel and Greg, you guys are always great, and I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been great chatting with you. Jeff Dunham.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Catch Jeff for yourself on The Cars That Drove Us. The first episode premiered at the end of last month, so you can go back and you can find, I believe some of them might already be available on Discovery Go. Jeff mentioned that they'll be syndicated, they'll be repeated, but I think you can actually go back and look at the episodes that have already aired, and you can get current with your Discovery Go app tomorrow.
I've always been jealous of Jeff, because 40 years in radio for me, I've never been able to say any of the things that he gets to say on stage through his puppets. And there was when I first saw Jeff Dunham perform on TV, I thought to myself, how can I do this on the radio? How can I find a voice to say what I want to say in the back of my mind, but I can't say in my voice? Jeff Dunham gets away with a lot of stuff with Ahmed and Peanut and all those characters. He is a comedy performing legend.
Wait a minute.
He really is.
You mean to tell me that you've been tempted to be other people on the radio before? You mean to tell me that you didn't want to just be Joel all times?
He's on the air for a couple years. He's already got it. Me, at 40 years, I'm still looking for it.
Two years. You can tell that Gino's just been, he's been looking for an outlet, really. And then he saw the microphone and he said, it's time for me to shine.
Gino, get out of my yard. I'll throw a plate of spaghetti at you. Get out of here.
That's Gino's uncle after you put him through the mangle and dried him out a little bit, I think. Well, Joel, that was a lot of fun. That was really cool.
Short and sweet, but that's all the time we have with him. But yeah, comedy and performing legend Jeff Dunham. That guy, the Peanut Ahmed, all that stuff. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. And that was, I mean, I'll tell you what, Joel, I probably could have filled 14, 16 minutes, because that was, for me, that was what? I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
I was. And should I have been watching that at 12? You can take that up with my father and he'll win the argument. But yeah.
I wonder if any of his characters will show up in the new show that he's doing. I think he's separating. I get a feeling that he's separating a little bit from that.
In the imagery, I was doing some research so I didn't just bumble into stupid questions for this as an interviewer with someone with some important time on their hands. And I didn't find a single picture of a dummy anywhere in promos for this show.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, don't go in expecting much ventriloquism, but it's still Jeff. Yeah. It's still Jeff. You're going to get that
cars.
Same.
Discovery tomorrow night, right?
Yes, Discovery. Exactly. Watch the Discovery Channel tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find a time for that broadcast. But I'm also pretty sure that you can backdate and look if you've got Discovery Go. But what I think that actually is the option to hook your TV plan into the internet a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can almost put your DirecTV subscription into their website and it'll give you some access to things. You can certainly watch it tomorrow night on the Discovery Channel, though. That much I can guarantee.
Yeah, it just seems like a down-earth good. He could like walk in the studio, do the morning show with us probably pretty fast. Well, just a down-to-earth kind of guy.
And he saved me. He could be a radio host because he saved me with only a couple minutes left. I was not going to leave him enough time for what he needed to say, and he caught me on that.
He knows what he's doing.
He does. He does indeed. I bet he's been interviewed before.
Yeah, it's a long morning for Mr. Dunham. He's been all over the country.
Well, yeah, he's probably over in Pittsburgh right now, and he'll be in Sacramento in just a couple minutes.
Yes, sir.
That's actually us wrapping up for the day on the morning show. Little gray area, a little bit of a comedy interview with Jeff Dunham. Honestly, Joel, I'm about to spend the next 2 days just wrapping my mind around the fact that I just talked to Jeff Dunham.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you for saving me from what I would have done without you on that interview. Joel, we'll be back with you later this week. Are we going to see you?
I will be around.
I basically just forced you to sit back down. You were halfway to the door.
We got
there,
a big
so
reality
for...
radio show. We're going to talk a little Schwamigan baseball with Coach Herbst, and much more. Reality radio Wednesday is going to be a big show, so stick around for that this week.
We just booked our last spot, but we can always make more. So if you wanted to be on reality radio this Wednesday, do you have an event or a business that needs a shout out? Let us know. Call us through the Civic app, or just dial us on the number you find when you Google 98Q Country. Joel, thank you again for some time this morning.
Have a good Monday, folks.
You all do that. Do it. I'm telling you. And check out The Cars That Drove Us on Discovery tomorrow night. Check out Jeff Dunham. And I mean, like, how cool is that? You get to log online or see him on the TV and say, hey, that guy just talked to the radio guys from Park Falls. He's famous now. Or something like that. Maybe it's the other way around. One thing I'm sure on, more country music coming up next. Thank you so much for hanging out today from the Aspirus Health Studios.